Oh, it's just unbelievable. I never see a day like this. And for us to be so relatively young, it's just an amazing achievement. And I'd like to thank anyone that helped in any way, and especially the players and the management. Just it's been an incredible victory.
And as I said to Jared there, makes up for the disappointment of 2007.
Oh, definitely. Like, we've been in some bad dressing rooms over the years. We've been in a couple of good ones, but more bad ones. So this makes it extra special. We had a lot of hurt coming into that game, and we knew it had to come out, and thank God it came out today.
The thing that struck me along the sideline before the game, the management, the subs, everybody was very relaxed.
The hype was there the last time too, and we maybe let that get the better of us this time. We didn't let the hype get the better of us. We knew that our job was once we crossed the white line and flank of the day, we didn't get too nervous, and we did the business on the field.
Obviously, got off to a great start. Was that the plan?
This last two games, a good start has been the key, and we built on that. And only for that good start today again, I'd say we would have been bother. So with a good start's key to us.
Yeah, and you let them back into it, or they came back into it, and they went ahead in the second half.
They went ahead in the second half, and that just shows the character of this team. Maybe in previous years, we would have dropped ahead, but that's just the fight that's in these boys this year, and that's what you need in the championship final day.
Yeah, and Michael got the all-important goal.
He must have got everything out there. I'm not sure what he got. He got the goal, and he was just had an amazing game, and I'm thankful we had him there today.
Yeah. So now you're going to look forward to Ulster. You'll have a bit of a celebration. We'll allow you.
We'll celebrate now for a day or two, maybe. Get back to training next week, and hopefully we'll do Donegal proud in Ulster.